In the halls of Royal Elite School, two figures circle each other like planets locked in destructive orbit. Kimberly Reed walks with her head down, trying to make herself invisible. Xander Knight commands attention with every step, his golden hair and cruel smile weapons in a war only they truly understand. What the Whispering students don't know is that these two weren't always enemies. Once, they were everything to each other, before a devastating secret tore them apart. "Promise you'll never leave me," a six-year-old Xander had once pleaded as his mother's car disappeared down the driveway. "Never, you're my knight," little Kimberly had answered, a childhood vow neither could have known would haunt them for years to come. Their story isn't just about hatred masking love, it's about how the wounds inflicted by those meant to protect us can create monsters of the gentlest hearts. Their connection began in Cedar Grove, two lonely children finding solace in each other. Kimberly escaped her critical mother, while Xander was abandoned by his. They built their own world in treehouses and shared dreams. He became her protector with golden hair and magical blue eyes, and she became his anchor, seeing beyond his defenses. Everything changed when 11-year-old Xander overheard a devastating secret. They were supposedly half-siblings. Overnight, he became her tormentor, demanding she never speak to me again. Young Kimberly couldn't understand this sudden rejection. Years later at Royal Elite, their relationship is pure warfare. Xander, now one of the school's four horsemen, ruling the social hierarchy, systematically torments Kimberly. She's become a shadow, battling eating disorders, self-harm, and the suffocating fog of negative thoughts while protecting her brother from their mother. Their interactions crackle with tension. Yet beneath their facades, Xander's eyes follow her hungrily across rooms, while she attends every football game, pretending it's for her friend, but really to watch him. The real battles happen behind closed doors. Kimberly's mother, Janine, obsessed with appearances, forces her onto scales regularly, threatening boarding school if Kimberly doesn't meet impossible weight goals. The bathroom becomes her refuge, a place to purge meals and cut herself for emotional release. Xander numbs himself with alcohol, starting each morning with vodka-laced coffee to forget his absent mother and suppress his feelings for Kimberly. His father, Lewis, controls him through manipulation, using Harvard admission as leverage for a perfect public image. What's striking is how both find moments of genuine warmth with Kyrian, Kimberly's little brother, revealing tenderness beneath hardened exteriors. These glimpses of vulnerability make their public war more tragic, two wounded souls using antagonism to distract from deeper pain, unable to acknowledge that their greatest adversary might be the only one who truly understands them. Their supposed hatred masks something complex, a magnetic connection neither can resist despite years of trying to destroy it. In quiet moments, their masks slip to reveal the wounded children they once were. Everything changes after a series of escalating incidents strips away their pretenses. When Xander discovers Kimberly purging, his eyes catch the ladder of scars on her wrist. Despite years of practiced cruelty, concern breaks through. "I'm making it mine," he declares, voice rough with unexpected emotion. Their dynamic shifts again when Xander's girlfriend calls Kimberly a fat pig in the cafeteria, triggering a panic attack. Xander watches with an understanding that speaks of personally familiar demons. At Jessica's party, their walls crumble further. Xander, six drinks past sober, corners Kimberly with green M&Ms, her childhood comfort food he shouldn't remember but does. Their kiss isn't gentle, but an explosion of repressed longing. His warning to never tempt him again reeks of self-loathing. The situation reaches its catastrophic climax after Xander publicly humiliates Kimberly at a school assembly. That night, she attempts suicide. When Xander finds her unconscious, her fingers curl around the tarnished star bracelet he gave her on her 10th birthday, forcing them to confront their destructively intertwined connection of love and pain. In the hospital, Xander reveals his tormenting secret. "Because you're my sister," he explains, overhearing they share the same father, making them half-siblings. This revelation explains his cruelty, not from lack of care, but from caring inappropriately. "I never saw you as a sister," he confesses, admitting to wanting her as a woman. This confession explains his behavior while creating what seems an insurmountable obstacle between them. The truth proves even more complex. In a stunning twist, Kimberly's father, Calvin, reveals that Kimberly is actually Lewis Knight's biological daughter from his affair with Janine, while Xander is Calvin's biological son from a relationship with Samantha Knight. They aren't related at all. This revelation transforms everything. Years of self-hatred and mutual torment suddenly have no foundation. "You're not my sister, not even close," Xander realizes with profound relief. The wall between them crumbles, allowing their suppressed feelings to finally surface without shame. With the truth revealed, Kimberly and Xander begin healing both individually and together. Kimberly enters therapy for her eating disorder and self-harm, confronting negative thought patterns instilled by her mother. "Healing is a slow, painful process," she acknowledges, finding strength through vulnerability. Xander confronts his alcoholism through rehabilitation. "Alcohol helps me feel something when life seems numb," he admits, similar to how cutting once served Kimberly. Their parallel journeys highlight how trauma and addiction intertwine as destructive coping mechanisms for unprocessed emotional pain. Their relationship becomes a healing force. Xander, once distant, now openly claims Kimberly at school. She gradually learns to accept her body through his unwavering desire. His touch and words affirm what her mother denied, that she is beautiful and worthy as she is. This mutual healing doesn't erase their scars, but incorporates these wounds into their identities. "Despite everything," Kimberly reflects, "I wouldn't change our journey because it made me who I am." Years later, their bond has only strengthened. Xander wakes Kimberly with pleasure every morning, his dimpled smile still affecting her deeply. She's overcome harmful habits, embracing self-empowerment instead of self-destruction. She now appreciates her imperfect body, still desired by Xander, who bears a green tattoo next to his heart. On graduation day, Xander proposes with a green jeweled ring, saying he's waited since royal elite to make her officially his. They marry immediately, celebrating without past shadows. 5 years later, they remain passionate, with Kimberly pregnant with their daughter while maintaining friendships with Lewis and Calvin, but distancing from Janine. Their story comes full circle as Xander reflects that he married not just his soulmate, but the woman who gave his life meaning, their childhood promise fulfilled beyond what they could have imagined. Perhaps the most powerful lesson? Sometimes the deepest wounds and greatest loves share the same source. Healing means transforming pain into something beautiful worth fighting for.